When Liam Theberge heard that the school board would be talking about adding gender identity and gender expression to its non-discrimination policy last September, he knew he had to be at that meeting.
A lot of incoming students and even current students needed to have their voice there.
Since the board unanimously approved the addition at that meeting, Theberge, who is transgender, has heard from a lot of teachers.
I've had a few who walked up to me and asked about it and wanted to just say thank you to me for talking there and just wanted more, a bit more education on the subject.
To provide teachers with that education, two trainers from the National Education Association led an after-school workshop last Wednesday aimed at helping educators create safe schools for LGBTQ students. Frank Berger has been leading teachers through these trainings since they started in 2005.
Oftentimes I hear them say, I just don't know how to deal with it. Can you help me and give me the tools that I need?
At this training, Berger and co-facilitator Bonnie Augusta led teachers through a number of activities designed to have them think about and understand how issues of sexuality and gender play out in their schools and affect their students. Augusta says that even though this training broadly covers LGBTQ issues, there's one issue in particular that teachers are especially interested in these days.
The issue of the day, which is that our transgender students are our gender variant, gender expansive students, because it's so much in the news. It's that teachable moment right now, and they're hungry for that.
Now, when it says that, when it says you're making an angle with the ground.
In her geometry class at Battle High School, Kirsten Siegel sees the impact that ignoring gender issues has on her students.
I'm really bad about that, saying like, all right, guys, I need you to calm down. And I've had students express to me that they hate that. They hate it when teachers do that, and they kind of just gloss over other genders.
Siegel says she took a lot of good things away from the workshop, but was hoping to learn more about the district's new policy regarding transgender students. She says a lot of faculty are unclear about what the policy means for their classrooms, leading to continued issues for students.
If you're a student in class and you're called he all the time, because that's what it says on the roster, but you don't identify as a boy, that's rough to have like all of your authorities, all of the people you're supposed to look up to as role models, not even recognize your individualism.
CPS spokesman Michelle Baumstark said in an email that the policy change reflects what the district was already doing to provide appropriate accommodations for students. Multiple teachers said curriculum coordinators have met with groups of LGBTQ students this year and asked the students what changes could be made, specifically to gym and health curricula, to better meet their needs. At the training, Berger and Augusta talked about ways that teachers could bring LGBTQ issues into their classrooms, like using short videos to launch conversations. But even a strong advocate like Siegel worries about fitting those conversations in with her curriculum.
If I had a study hall or if I had, you know, a freshman advisory, something like that, an academic lab, I would love to do those kind of activities with them.